Hello, and welcome to Double Brain Think Tank.
Hello.
It's your hosts, Celeste and Angie, and we're here to join you on this beautiful Monday.
Yes, if it's Monday for you, you could be listening to this any day of the week, actually.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just do it live, you know. I'm telling it how it is.
We just finished watching The Idol.
Yeah, we did, and I do have to say that I'm a freak, yeah. You know I want
it. The song is catchy. And if you don't think it's catchy, you're lying to me. You're lying to yourself and also to me, which is rude.
I think that the stuff that Sam Levinson makes, it definitely all feels like something that is pretty distinct. So I do appreciate that. Filmmaker.
He kind of reminds me of Ryan Murphy. Like, I know they're not the same, but I can't believe Sam Whatever isn't gay.
Oh, no, he's definitely not gay, and you can definitely tell the stuff that he's into.
It's just so crazy, because it's like, he seems so gay. I don't know, I confuse him with Ryan Murphy a lot, because they both like to, like, use slurs and stuff.
Well, I think that men who like film are a little bit gay, just in general. I mean, Quentin Tarantino loves using slurs, too.
That's true, but not all filmmakers like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, like, something about his style almost reminds me of if Ryan Murphy was not that funny. Or trying to be funny, I guess.
Yeah. Cindy already did awesome.
Yeah. So it was a little cough brought to you by Celeste Incorporated.
Yeah, because I'm very sick right now.
Yeah.
I have been for, maybe going on 3 or 4 days now.
Yes, this one is. This one is. Nothing unnatural.
Yeah, nothing unnatural at all.
You know, it's not even a week.
Nothing unusual. Nothing that could be misconstrued as weird, certainly.
I'm scared of what you're trying to get at right now.
Oh, I'm not getting at anything angelic. I think I'm being quite straightforward to all those Tedros fans out there. You know?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't want them to explain it to me, but, like, what even happened with the Rachel Sennett character? She just left?
I think she left because she believed that Jocelyn really threw her ex-boyfriend under the bus like that because Troye Sivan's character, Xander, was basically like, oh, you don't know everything about everyone. Like, you don't know what she, you know, is capable of doing.
Yeah, just I guess.
Also exemplified when she keeps using the shock collar on him.
So are we supposed to, like, be like, oh, she's, like, pure of heart because she left? Is that, like, what they want us to think?
I think she just was,
because she never actually does anything bad.
No, I know, but probably to distance herself from all the bullshit, because there's a lot of, like, fuckery going on the whole time, and she's the only character who's like, can we stop doing this?
I guess. I don't know. Fuckery, though.
To me, it felt like,
I haven't heard that word in a long time.
To me, it felt like the voice of reason had left, and therefore, like, everything was free to go off the rails.
I guess so. I think maybe she just felt like, oh, like, my interpretation is, the finale, it's like she's like, oh, you know, Jocelyn is crazy. I should leave. Like, I thought she was my best friend, but she's not.
Yeah, that too. I mean, it's also like she doesn't believe that Jocelyn is who she says she is anymore, which is something that's called into question until pretty much the last second of the series.
Yeah, I mean, like, what, you know, I feel like the ending was kind of messy.
I actually did enjoy the ending, though. I like the ambiguity of it. I kind of don't like when things are a little, like,
you know, Blackpink fans are going to go off their rails about their
Their
queen getting
cut.
Yeah.
But I liked, I like an ending where it's not like it fades to black and then there's some text that, like,
explains, like, what happens.
You know, like, after graduation, Tedros went to the military.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I don't really want to know that.
Yeah, no, I didn't expect anything like that. I mean, it's not like a fucking, like, TV
Yeah,
movie.
I know, but I'm saying I like the ambiguity. like that, you know, I think that's something that
you ever noticed that like one clip where they like added the Rolling Stone and he was like talking about how Rolling Stone doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Remember that clip? They didn't even use that in the show.
Yeah, they probably realized that people are already hating that hardcore enough. But honestly, it seems like that was part of the release, is that they knew that people would be clowning on it.
But I don't understand how it flopped, because I feel like so many people hate-watched it. Like, we kind of hate-watched it.
Yeah.
But I ended up enjoying it.
Well, there's also that, you know, thing these days where it's like, if you're not actively, you know, if your show isn't the hot show, if it's not Squid Game level, they're basically going to cancel it because they have no incentive to keep running with something that's not franchise-worthy. It's just, like, a monopoly of attention.
I would argue, I would, like, agree with you, but I'd have to argue that Succession had way less numbers. Even its first episode never matched, like, any episode of The Idol. Because they didn't have any, like, you know, they don't have the weekend on Succession. They never did.
I think the Succession, by its fourth season, definitely had more viewers than The Idol. And, like, it was a weekly thing where you'd hear people talk about it. Yeah,
it's, like, four seasons in, though. You know, they never were as popular as The Idol was in this first season.
Way more, like, consistent.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, serious buzz about their show. I know what you're saying.
Because, like, they didn't have, you know, The Weeknd or Lily Rose Depp or Rachel Senna or Troye Sivan.
Yeah,
like,
but when did Succession start? I feel like this is something that is only getting more intense within, like,
I mean, shows. Succession is a pretty, a relatively new show.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, within the last, you know, absolutely things are getting more and more intense within the last few years.
I would argue that Succession is an example of a TV show that...
Oh, 2018. Yeah, that's a bit far back then.
The highest viewership was the finale, which was 2.3 million viewers.
Premiere of the final season.
Yeah. And then The Idol highest.
Yeah, I don't think it breaks 1 million.
I think it does, though.
And also, the Idol doesn't have the artistic merit that Succession does.
Oh, I don't really know what you mean by artistic merit. They're both, like, TV shows.
No, I know, but I mean, like, people are, especially critics, are rating Succession so much higher, and it's appreciated for things like its writing and its performances, whereas The Idol lacks both of those things, really.
I mean, it definitely does, but the thing is, The Idol never got past the first season, which I would argue is how Succession became more popular.
It had five episodes, though.
It lacked seasons. Yeah, The Idol only had five episodes, and it's, like, insane.
Yeah.
I guess the debut was only 1 million, but I know Succession had way less than 1 million for its debut.
Mm.
Googling this. Yeah, it had half of that.
Yeah.
2018. I think the thing is that Succession just didn't... I mean, there are, like, stars now, but I feel like most of them weren't stars in America beforehand.
We also have to keep in mind it's just a better show.
I mean, yeah, and they have way more episodes. And each episode is, like, an hour, just like The Idol, but, like, there's, like, fucking, like, maybe, like, at least 35 episodes, I guess.
Yeah.
Like 35 hours of content.
But there are also two different types of shows. Like, The Idol is a show that exists solely on hype because of its casting and its premise.
Well, I would argue the director, or the guy who, like, made it, Sam whatever, he's, like, known for his stuff. Like, everyone watched Euphoria. Not me, but, like, a lot of people.
Yeah, no, and the thing is that The Weeknd originally made it without him and then cut it all and then made it with him.
It's crazy that they ask you that.
They're asking you which sibling deserves to take off Waystar or Ico.
Well, I think it was... I mean, like, it depends what viewpoint we're looking at, like, who deserves it, or, like, who we think would run the company best, or, like... I don't know.
I think they should give it to Marta.
Marsha?
Marsha.
The ex-wife?
Yeah, I think that'd be hilarious.
That would be insane. But she didn't even want that. That's why she was able to maintain her position, is because she knew she never wanted, like, the actual power, so she was never actually fighting for anything.
Yeah.
She was just, like, the side piece or whatever, I guess, wife. But he was cheating on her constantly.
That sucks. Then why didn't she just leave?
Because she wanted the money and power.
Oh, so she did want power.
Yeah, but she doesn't actually want to have to do anything. She just wants to be, like, married to a guy who can do things.
Yeah.
Which I guess she just wanted proximity to it. She didn't actually want to control anything. Unlike all the siblings who actually wanted to control everything.
Well, they have a personal incentive to want to control everything.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess she would too, but she didn't want to. She didn't really care.
Well, it's not like she was raised to, like, believe this company was, like, the end-all be-all for her family. Seems like she has probably a little bit better values than they do, considering her relationship with her son is, like, a little more passable than theirs with their own mother.
I don't know if I would argue she has better morals, because she married into it and they were born into it.
Oh, I'm not saying morals.
It's kind of like the same thing with Tom, where it's like he married into this and he, like, wanted to be in this atmosphere, versus, like, they were just born into it, so it's all they've ever known. So it's like, it's arguable that Tom is more of a wicked character than them, because he had, like, a loving family. He chose to leave them to be part of this terrible family.
Yeah, no, but that's exactly what I meant. Like, they were raised for this, is the point that I was making.
Well, I agree with that, but I'm just saying, like, she obviously wanted a piece of the pie, too, especially when she's mean to Carrie at the funeral.
Oh, yeah, no, I know that.
She tells her to take a subway back to her small apartment or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just saying that she, you know, was not raised in the same way as the Roy siblings to want that.
Well, yeah, I think that goes for any character who's not part of the...
Yeah, no, that's the point that I was making.
Same goes with Greg. He wasn't really raised as part of the family.
No, I know that, too.
And he had somebody actively advising him against it, which is his grandfather.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's an idiot, so he was like, you know, he gave away all his money to be part of the family business.
Yeah.
I like how he keeps saying he's gonna sue Greenpeace, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good bit. But yeah, I think the idol, I don't think it was as bad as everyone thought it was. I'm actually surprised it didn't do better. I feel like it would totally appeal to, like, a TikTok crowd. Like,
I'm not surprised it tanked, because, like, The Weeknd is just, like, such a huge cornball that I feel like a lot of the stuff he touches, like, can really only exist in a certain space.
Well, I've heard people see The Weeknd and they're like, he's so awful live. Like, it was, like, nothing.
Oh, yeah. No, I bet.
So it's like, I don't know if I don't want to deal with that. I've heard a lot of people, I read this thread online where this person was saying that the idol's probably about Selena Gomez.
Oh, really?
Because it's about someone who used to be a child star.
Oh, I see.
And, like, all this stuff that, like, kind of parallels her. But I'm like, I don't know if that's true.
I don't think it's true either. It wouldn't surprise me, though.
It's like, who the hell? I wouldn't be surprised if he took inspiration from her. Because, like, he dated her for so long and she was, like, actually a pop star.
Yeah. And the thing is, she is also, like, you know, he's also, like, someone who I think does a lot of, like, autofiction. Like, shit that's just about themselves, but they're just, like...
I would argue a lot of Hollywood stuff is autofiction.
Well, yeah, of course, especially if you have people and personalities like that. Like, I can totally see that being a parallel.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's weird that everyone criticized him for playing a creepy guy, and it's like, he was written to be a creepy guy. Like, I don't know what you want him to do. Like,
yeah,
make him seem better, like... It's clearly part of the plot. I don't understand how that's a valid criticism. It's like, yeah, he's creepy. Yeah, he's saying, like, weird shit. Like, that's part of the character. I don't get how that's a real criticism. It seems like you just don't want media that makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's that whole moralizing thing that I feel like Zoomers get a lot of flack for. Which, there is some truth to it, obviously, because it makes no sense to... You know.
I'm just like, do you really think these people all act like this? Like, they're not... They're not, like, doing drugs in a mansion, like, playing piano together. Like, they're, like, you know, sitting at home on their iPhones in a slightly bigger house than you.
Like, the script says, like, creepy guy number 5 or some shit. And it's like, dude, like, yeah, I think this is a pretty self... Well, you know, I would say it's a pretty aware production considering the amount of people that are working on it, like, editing it. acting in it, lighting it, producing it, mixing it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like a lot of criticisms were just like, A, you don't like The Weeknd. B, you don't like the character he plays. C, he's obviously not a good actor, but, like, that doesn't really have to do with the plot itself.
No, he's, yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't think, I mean, I don't know if it's just me, but I think Lily Rose Depp looks a little too much like a model to be like Britney Spears to me. Like, Britney Spears looks a little more all-American to me than that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, not to say Britney Spears isn't beautiful, but she does look more like a person, I guess.
More like someone you would meet.
Yeah.
I think Lily Rose Depp's genetics are so, like, streamlined to, like, model and movie star dad that it's a little harder to buy.
I guess so, but I don't know. I don't know if that was... I think because the issue was how they were... I don't know. It might be the way they wrote the pop star, actually, versus what she actually did.
Yeah.
Or what she looked like to me. Mm-hmm. I think it just didn't... Like, some of the stuff she did, like, did make sense, and, like... I don't know. She just... I mean, I guess that's part of her character, maybe. They're, like, boring and, like... I mean, her character was kind of boring, you know? Like, it's not like she had a lot of personality or anything. She just seemed, like, really aloof. But maybe that's to, like, appeal to teenage girls who are going to watch this and be like, that's so me.
But I think she was probably just more introverted than aloof. And I think they're sort of trying to emphasize, like, her mother dying being a thing because, a lot of the plot seemed to rely on her emotional attachment to her mother despite, you know, alleged abuse. I mean, by the end, you really don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea. So it's like, it's... You know, I don't even know. I'm surprised, just, like, I don't know if it's the introversion that made it unbelievable. It's just, like, I guess kind of how, like, I mean, until the very end, she was kind of so hands-off with her own music. I was like, this doesn't really seem like something a pop star would agree to. It's just, like, a person who, you know, they want things to be presented a certain way because image.
I think maybe that was also part of, like, the point. I think, like, you know, they want to be like, oh, well, she has basically no agency until the end, where it seems like she has the most agency in the film.
Well, it's not a film, but
being,
yeah,
like, trotted around. Like, even, honestly, towards the end, you see her, like, trainer being like, walk, walk, and she's, like, literally walking like a dog across the fucking, like, grass field.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know?
I don't know. I guess, like, the TV show, not film, was kind of... I don't know. I just don't... I don't know. Her the pop star character, I don't know if I really feel like that's something I've seen in real life.
Oh, I mean, you know, all the pop stars I've met, I don't think I've met one like that, you know?
No, I just mean, like, the way she's presented and stuff. It's just so bizarre.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Yeah, I think a lot of it is, like, the brooding thing. Like, maybe if they showed us her, like, before she was grieving for her mother, it might be easier to understand that. I mean, obviously, these are all, like, plot and script, you know, sort of criticisms, which the show is not particularly known for either of these things. But, yeah, you know, I'd say, you know... I think Tedros is really silly. At least in the very silly. Yeah. I find him so silly. And
I think he's silly the whole time through.
That was entertaining to me.
He's silly the whole fucking time through. I don't know. I don't really understand, like, why Xander just, like, kind of flipped to his side.
I'm thinking because Jocelyn shocked him a bunch of times.
Well, I mean, that guy started doing it. He gave her the...
Yeah, but I think that he realized that really no one was on his side in that moment. And, you know, he's kind of put against a corner. I mean, you know, it's crazy to me that, you know, Troye Sivan agree to this. I mean, maybe they didn't read the script. Maybe they thought the script would, I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I mean, but would you not take the opportunity?
Yeah, they probably HBO just saw it. Yeah. No, I don't even think the HBO, I think they saw the guy from Euphoria's name and The Weeknd, and they were like, yeah, I'll be in this.
Yeah.
I don't think it was like, oh, it's, you know, prestige television. They're just like, oh, there's these guys' names, and if I'm in it, then I get the publicity of being in a show with them.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the more famous auteurs we have, so at this point.
Yeah. Who is?
Sam Levinson.
Probably, yeah. I mean, that's why I confused him with Ryan Murphy for a little bit, but Ryan Murphy's more goofy. But Ryan Murphy does, like, a lot of the same, like, one shocking thing.
He's more goofy and, I think, a lot more sexual than I find Ryan Murphy.
Who is more sexual than Ryan Murphy?
Sam Levinson.
And goofy? You think he's goofier than Ryan Murphy?
No, I said sexual versus goofy.
Oh, versus. I didn't hear that.
Oh, I don't even think I said goofy, but I said sexual. No, I said sexual.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if Ryan Murphy's actually made something in a while. If he has, I haven't watched it.
Yeah, neither have I.
But I don't really like watching HS. It's definitely not TV made for me.
Yeah, I mean, there's some good seasons, but honestly, it's not really worth watching the whole thing. I mean, if you're bored, sure, but, you know, there's so much fucking shit out here these days, it's probably at the bottom of the list.
I mean, so is The Idol, probably.
Yep, The Idol is hilariously bad.
Yeah, I like the IJBOL. It just bursts out laughing. They're like, oh, I'm gonna watch the IJBOL tonight.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of is that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like when people post, like, Lily Rose stuff. Why are you doing this?
That's, I mean, funny.
You know.
Once again.
Her father's, like, insanely famous. You don't have to do this TV show. But
yeah.
Maybe she just, like,
just get her name out there, I guess. I'm so
get sorry. Her name out there. The last name, Dub.
Yeah, I mean, like, her whole name. People be like, you know, like, Chet Hanks. Like, I didn't know Dom Hanks had a son until I saw Chet Hanks.
Doesn't he have, like, three, shit. But the others are normal?
Yeah, they look more like him, I think, which is funny. Yeah, I'm sweating like crazy over here.
We can end this.
Okay.
Alright, it's been a great episode. Yeah. See you soon. Audience,
love you.
Fellas.
Love you too.